Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at worksafetexas.com/Chuy.
You know, when I looked at Friday's employment numbers, we saw really a remarkable number, the lowest unemployment rate in almost 17 years, and job gains that maybe not quite as strong as expected, but still very, very robust. I was brought back to Thursday's numbers from John Challenger. Challenger, Gray, and Crispus, of course, does the layoff survey, and their number was the lowest since 1997. You know, you'd begin to think maybe this is a pretty good economy. John Challenger joins us right now from Chicago. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Nice to be here.
So it is. I mean, you're out there looking at layoffs, but also trying to get people who've been laid off, trying to get them jobs. Doesn't sound like you're having much trouble finding jobs for them.
Well, no question. This is a very good time for job seekers in this labor market with very low unemployment. We're at full employment, most certainly. And layoffs also are very low. So it means that companies are holding on to their people as tightly as they can, because they know if they try to dip into the labor market to find people, it's going to be difficult.
So now we get the next stage is supposed to be trying to raid from, you know, from your peers and offering a little bit more or having better benefits or something like that. And that's supposed to drive wage inflation. We haven't seen much wage inflation yet, have we?
Well, that has been the missing link really from the beginning of this expansion. You know, why hasn't there been greater gains in the wages? And it suggests that the economy, that employers continue to be very cautious about raising their rates too much.
Boy, I tell you, this, you know, the lessons learned from 08 and 09 in the recession still seem to be lingering.
We are in another period here where we're back at the end of a period of expansion where unemployment is very low, full employment, and companies were really burned back in the early part of the recession, when things really took a big hit in 2009 and 10. And they put in place controls, and they've held to those kinds of controls to not get out ahead of themselves, get out ahead of their skis, pay too much, and then find that they have to lay people off when the recession does hit.
You know, now we've got a really aggressive talk about this tax cut that looks like in some form it's probably going to go through. Certainly a lot of people want it to. There's some fear, I guess, that that would be stimulating an economy that doesn't really need to be stimulated, and then here comes the inflation.
You're right. The Federal Reserve, which watches inflation, I can't believe would be in favor of tax cuts, which would be another stimulus to an economy that, if anything, needs to be given some breaks to kind of let the economy catch up with itself. And so putting in more stimulus at this point in the economy just doesn't make sense if you're trying to keep things under control.
Tell me about education, because one of the things that we've seen here over the last few years is that there were jobs, but there were jobs that were open, and there wasn't a labor force that was educated in the kind of jobs that were open. First of all, is that true? And secondly, are they catching up?
Well, we still have that skills mismatch issue. Jobs that are open and there's just not anybody in the market, or not enough people, let's not say anybody, in the job market who can bring those skills to the jobs. Now, people are going back and getting education. Companies have to make do in times like this. They bring people on and they educate them on the jobs. There's more training. So the market regulates, right? It tries to catch up. But this is a long-term problem of equipping our labor force are people with the skills they need to operate in a modern-day, highly technological economy. It's happened so quickly that the workforce hasn't caught up with that, but it's going to happen year by year by year.
So it's not a case of, you know, being able to take some night courses to re-educate yourself.
It's not a quick fix. You know, the young people who are coming up learning programming in elementary school, in junior high, those are the kinds of skills where it's just built into how they think about things that will really create the change. As more and more high schools decide that, just like it used to be, that learning a foreign language still is really valuable, but learning a programming language is just as important as that language. Those are the kinds of changes that will really make a big difference in our workforce skill levels.
So is that where Challenger Gray and Crispus is seeing the greatest demand, the sort of STEM jobs, science, Texas, technology, engineering?
It is where the greatest demand is and where the greatest skills mismatch is.
All right. John Challenger is the CEO of Challenger Gray and Crispus and joins us today from Chicago. It's always good to chat, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.